Benjamin Netanyahu made a political career from sowing division. It is therefore remarkable that after 15 years in two stints as Prime Minister of Israel, he has at last succeeded in uniting the country against him. Back in March, Israelis voted in their fourth general election in 2 years, and it is now finally confirmed, gave Netanyahu's many and varied opponents just enough seats to unload him. This is not the time nor place to assess the legacy of Benjamin Netanyahu, not least because there may well still be more to it. Despite his removal from the top job and the fact that he is still on trial on corruption charges, Netanyahu remains the leader of the largest single party in the Knesset and has more than once before emerged triumphant from an apparently impossible position. He is a man entitled to regard Lazarus as an amateur. This is, however, the time and the place to assess the prospects of Israel's new Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett. And given the sprawling size and unruly disparity of the coalition he has assembled, and the volatility of Israeli politics generally, we'd better be quick, lest this explainer last longer than his government does. Some basics first. Naftali Bennett, Israel's 13th Prime Minister, is 49 years old and of American descent. Like his former ally, Benjamin Netanyahu, Bennett served as a younger man in the elite Sayeret Matkal Commando Unit of the Israel Defense Forces. After leaving the military, Bennett made a tidy fortune in computer software. His entry into politics was as chief of staff to Benjamin Netanyahu, then leader of the opposition. Bennett later served under Netanyahu's leadership as Minister of Education and Minister of Defense, among other roles. Bennett now leads the hawkish conservative Yamina list, which holds just 7 seats in the current Knesset. He needed to find 53 more to give his coalition a 1-seat majority, and he did it by wrangling 7 other parties who have little in common beyond a desire to see the back of Benjamin Netanyahu. These include the stolid centrists of Yesh Atid and Blue and White, the conservative nationalists of Yisrael Beitenu, the liberals of New Hope, the centre-leftists of Labour, the leftist-leftists of Meretz, and most astonishingly, the Arab Islamists of Ra'am. It is the first time that a party representing Israel's Arab citizens has been in government. Bennett also agreed, as a condition of becoming Prime Minister, to announce when he'd leave the job. If the coalition holds, though that is an if so big one would need Sherpas and Yaks to climb it, he will step down in 2 years and hand over to Yesh Atid leader and former TV news anchor Yair Lapid.
We can form a government within 48 hours with Likud, with Kahol Lavan, Israel Beitenu, Yamina and ourselves, which will be a smaller, more effective, more efficient government.
If this all sounds mad and obviously unworkable, there are 2 reasons for this. One is that it's all mad and obviously unworkable. The other is that it's Israeli politics. Not once since the state was founded in 1948 has any one party held a parliamentary majority. And the idea of a rotating premiership is not an entirely new one in Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu and Blue and White leader Benny Gantz were supposed to have reached such an arrangement in Israel's previous government before that coalition imploded.
And Netanyahu betrayed my credit and the credit that the people gave him.
And Shimon Peres and Yitzhak Shamir actually executed such a swap in 1986. The question now raised is what kind of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will be in the 2 years he has promised himself in the job. The answer, in many respects, may well be not noticeably different from the Prime Minister he has replaced. Bennett, like Netanyahu, is a security-first hardliner, a determined supporter of West Bank settlers, and not noticeably interested in pursuing any resolution to the Palestinian issue, least of all in helping to midwife a sovereign Palestinian state.
I vehemently oppose the notion of forming another failed Arab state in the heart of Israel. That's crazy.
Bennett once likened Israel's conflict with Palestine to, as he put it, shrapnel in the buttocks, i.e. a probably incurable injury which, while irritating, is manageable. As to how wise Bennett would be to get invested in any plans he may have for redecorating the Prime Minister's residence, who knows? The things binding his coalition together, dislike of Netanyahu, reluctance to instruct Israelis back to the polls for the fifth time in 3 years, are vastly outnumbered by the things which may break it apart. And that's before you consider the colossal grudge-bearing capacities of the seething enemy they've ousted.
We'll be back soon!
After the vote to confirm the new government in the Knesset, Benjamin Netanyahu sat back down in the Prime Minister's chair instead of at his new place on an opposition bench. It didn't look altogether like an accident. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.